earth, sky.
We have to remember that these are tremendous forces of nature, these great hurricanes. They can be extremely strong, extremely wet when they come ashore, and can be deadly.
You're listening to Bill Patzert, a research climatologist and oceanographer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Patzert spoke about Hurricane Alex, which made landfall in northern Mexico in late June of 2010. He said Alex was the strongest June hurricane since Alma in 1966. It marked the beginning of what some scientists say might be a busy 2010 hurricane season. Dr. Patzert spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Patzert, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Well, my pleasure. I'm a big fan.
Now, what's important for people to know about Hurricane Alex, which today dumped heavy rain over Mexico?
Well, the good news about it, if there is any, is that we dodged a bullet because it didn't go directly over the areas affected by the oil spill. But this was a very unusual hurricane. It came very early. It's very rare to get a hurricane in June. And it strengthened very rapidly. By the time it came ashore, it was a Category 2. And it's right now dumping vast amounts of rainfall across Mexico and South Texas. And up to now, I understand it's actually been pretty deadly. There have been more than a dozen deaths associated with the flooding. So Alex is no pussycat.
May I follow up on that? I understand that Alex made landfall in a relatively sparsely populated area, and you mentioned 12 deaths from that alone.
Well, of course, as it makes landfall, that's when these very, very strong winds and storm surges are at their maximum. But often, much of the damage and deaths occur farther inland, mostly due to flooding. And so that's what we're seeing today over Mexico. But it's always good when it comes ashore in an unpopulated region. We all remember New Orleans.
Now let's talk about the hurricane season of 2010 this year. It's predicted to be, likely to be, even more active than the 2005 season, which produced Hurricane Katrina. What should people listening expect to happen?
Well, all the elements are in place. The Caribbean, the Gulf, the tropical Atlantic are all very, very warm. And we've switched out of El Nino into what we call the La Nina situation, which keeps the jet stream really out of the path of these westward moving hurricanes. And so they tend to get strong and last long during a La Nina situation. But you have to be careful about these long-term hurricane forecasts. Mother Nature, everything can be in place. We can get an early hurricane like Alex, and in the end, we can dodge a bullet. So, we're definitely going to have to be careful. And no matter what, people that live on the East Coast and the Gulf Coast and the Caribbean should always be prepared and always be ready to evacuate.
And I guess maybe just to recap a little bit about this hurricane season, it started off with a bang with Hurricane Alex. Do you think that we'll have something like Hurricane Katrina ahead as we look towards the later part of the hurricane season of 2010?
Well, as we look at the hurricane equation going out for the rest of the summer into the fall, and let's not forget, the peak of the hurricane season usually happens in September. And so that's really 2.5 months off. And so there's a big potential here for many hurricanes in the Caribbean, East Coast of the United States, and especially the Gulf. And so, that happens every year in the Gulf of Mexico. But this year we have this terrible situation with this oil spill. So, I'd like to be optimistic here, but let's get this thing capped and get that oil skimmed off the Gulf.
And why is that? Why is a hurricane season, why does it seem to get worse later in the season as opposed to at the beginning of the season? What's going on there?
Well, the great hurricanes feed off the heat from the oceans. And in August and September, the tropical Atlantic, the Gulf, and the Caribbean it's the end of the heating season in the northern hemisphere. And so you're not running on regular anymore. By the time you get to September, you're running on high octane fuel, very high sea surface temperatures. And so that's why we always peak in the early fall.
These ocean temperatures that contribute to hurricane activity. Regarding that, you've spoken on the connection of El Nino and the Southern Oscillation, what scientists call ENSO, with hurricane activity. Could you maybe talk a little bit more about that? Explain that connection for us, please.
Sure. Well, for instance, in the eastern Pacific, where you have very, very warm temperatures during El Nino, essentially that'll give us a very active hurricane season in the eastern Pacific. In the Atlantic, the big factor is high sea surface temperatures, but also the location of the great jet stream in the upper atmosphere. During El Nino, it tends to be south over the Gulf of Mexico and the tropical Atlantic. And so that great jet stream, as it moves to the east, essentially interferes with the westward moving hurricanes, really shears the top off them. But during a La Nina, which is developing right now, that jet stream stays farther north over the North American continent. And so there is nothing to impede those hurricanes. And so they build and they build. And so during La Nina summers and falls, we tend to have strong and more frequent hurricanes.
Dr. Patzer, thank you for speaking with us today. Just one final wrapping up question. What's the most important thing you want people today to know about Hurricane Alex and the 2010 hurricane season?
Well, we have to remember that these are tremendous forces of nature, these great hurricanes. They can be extremely strong, extremely wet when they come ashore, and can be deadly. And so the most important thing that people have to remember is that preparation is the thing that you have to consider most and first. Know your evacuation routes and know exactly what you're going to do, and don't wait for the last minute, because they can be extremely damaging and in many cases very deadly, as we've seen in the past.
You've been listening to Bill Patzert, a research climatologist and oceanographer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. He spoke with EarthSky's Jorge Salazar. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science. We're at earthsky.org.